When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Chicago, are you ready?
Quit yelling.
The Bergstein and Harris Show, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's a big week for us. Jonathan Gannon has done an awesome job of, you know, of turning that thing in the last four games. He's, you know, 3-1 in the last four games, just like we are. And he's an outstanding coach. I had a chance to coach with him, you know, at the Colts. And it's been really good. He's done a really good job there, and he's a heck of a man and a really good leader.
Just like we are.
Well, that's sparkling stuff from Bears head coach Matt Eberflus.
Don't do that. But it's the just like we are. Is it just like you are? Because last time I checked, they had won their last two games, and they feel pretty good.
Well, let's get more information on the Bears' upcoming opponent. Lena Washington, who's on Twitter at LWashingtonTV, sports anchor and reporter for 12 News in Arizona, is with us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Oh, and hello, Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Hey, Lena.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Lena, your team out there has been interesting because, as Matt Eberflus mentioned, they have won three of the last four games, but they like cutting it extra close because I see a one-point win, a two-point win, and another one-point win against some pretty interesting teams. Obviously, Tua Tagovailoa was back last week. You have the Chargers with a big win at home, but then able to go on the road and win at San Francisco. Where is this team right now in terms of what the expectations were and what is actually happening on the field?
Well, I think you ask anybody in that locker room, the expectation is always to win. I mean, Kyler Murray has already said, you know, the goal is to win a Super Bowl, which is every player's goal in this sport. But the Cardinals have had a tough go in recent years. Really, 2021, when they started off the season 7-0, 8-0, Kyler Murray was an MVP candidate, and then they kind of stumbled out of the back end of the season, lost that playoff game to the Rams. And then ever since then, it's been tough to find wins with this team, especially at home. So to win on Monday night, then go on the road in a hostile environment in Miami and again, close it out in the final 5 minutes. I think we're beginning to see this team is resilient. We'd like to do without the drama, but the cardiac Cardinals, they are here, and a win is a win, however you can get it. But now it's really about this team finding consistency and trying to overcome the adversity in the first half of the game rather than having to rally and come back and leave it to the kicker in the final half, in the final seconds of the game.
Same things we're talking about here with the Bears' slow starts. There's a lot of talk here, Lena, about identity, that the Bears figuring out who are we, what do we do well, particularly offensively, because there's just been nothing that's been consistent enough to do that, with the exception of DeAndre Swift lately. How would you describe the Cardinals' identity relative to what they want to be or want to think they are?
Sure. I think they're certainly getting there. Having Kyler and Marvin Harrison Jr. work on their chemistry and build that connection week by week, I think will be really one of the foundations of this offense moving forward. We know what Kyler Murray can do. He is one of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the league. He will outrun everybody on the field, and he could also be very accurate when he's throwing the ball. But now he's building that relationship with one of his newest receivers. But this receiving core, including tight end Trey McBride, is very solid, very talented. Now it's just about them being able to connect, come down with those grabs and catches, and hopefully turn it into 6 points. But the offense is really what this Cardinals team is trying to build its identity around. The defense has been struggling. They have a lack of pass rush. Losing their first-round draft pick, Darius Robinson, to injury during the preseason has hurt them. Losing Dennis Gardeck, one of their sound veterans, to injury has hurt them in that on that side of the ball. So I think finding that dog in the defense outside of Buda Baker, Jalen Thompson, Garrett Williams, is going to be the next step for general manager Monty Austenfort to try and make this team take a step forward with this defense in particular.
So it's been a second half team for the Cards in getting three wins in the last four games. They sit at 4-4. They're on top of the NFC West. How are they talking about the Bears in this challenge specifically? Because they want to stay where they are right now, which is playoff position.
Absolutely. I mean, every team is going to present its unique set of challenges. And you mentioned the relationship that Matt Eberflus and Jonathan Gannon already have. They know each other inside and out. So now it's just going to be kind of who can outcoach one another, whose team executes better when the lights are on come Sunday at State Farm Stadium. They know this defense is sound. They know what Caleb Williams can also do. So now it's just about being able to come up in the moments come Sunday.
Has anybody there talked about the expected number of Bears fans and just how mixed crowd it could be because of the number of transplants there?
Well, us Arizonans already know what the deal is. If you're a visiting fan, really of any sport, whether it's college, basketball, football, the visiting fans have a tendency to take over, whether we like it or not, whether it's people who have moved here from Arizona, from Chicago, and now they're trying to, you know, let their true colors show in this environment. I've heard someone call this, you know, call Arizona kind of like a Chicago West, or Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe Mesa, of course, with the Bears facility, or excuse me, the Cubs facility out in Mesa. And you have a lot of Bears fans. We have a Portillo's out here. We have Lou Malnati's. I mean, we're already dropping some of the Chicago favorites, right? So, you know, there's going to be a good contingent of Bears fans out there. But with the Cardinals winning, I don't know if we'll see so many season ticket holders relinquish their tickets, and maybe we'll see a little more red and white as opposed to blue and orange out there on Sunday.
But that's like a thing, right, Lena? Like, not just the Bears fans. It's a destination city during football season specifically because it's cold everywhere else.
Right. I mean, twist anybody's arm from Detroit to come to Scottsdale and Phoenix in October, November. So, yes, it's kind of a thing. We're working on it as a fan base, I think, collectively. But yes, you will unfortunately see a lot of the visiting team's colors at State Farm Stadium. And I think the Bird Gang is trying to rectify that. But of course, wins always make that a lot better for the fan base.
It feels like both these teams get off to slow starts. The Bears, we've been tracking it. It has not been good first quarters. Has there been an explanation to why Arizona's had such trouble in the first half, beginning of games?
No explanation that I can think of. Really, all we're hearing is it's about executing. I mean, these coaches are putting players in the right positions. Drew Petzing is making the right calls for Kyler Murray, but it's just finding the connection, the execution, everyone being on the same page, a lack of penalties, playing clean. I like that this team has shown it's resilient, and when they are met with adversity, they can overcome. But I think just for the sake of everyone's heart health in Arizona, to be able to not leave it to the final drive and the final seconds would be a nice welcome change. But also being able to win is a nice welcome change because they've already matched their season win total from the past two seasons, and we're only eight games in.
What are your impressions personally of Gannon in the job that he's done and how his players are responding to him?
I think he came in and immediately the culture has changed. I think former offensive lineman DJ Humphrey said it shifted completely during training camp. The accountability, the winning behavior, the buckets that Jonathan Gannon likes to go to. But of course, these are all influenced by coaches that he's worked for in the past, in his stops in Indianapolis, in Minnesota, in Philadelphia. And so I think the players were bought in from the moment he set foot on the facility, which was, I think, less than 24 hours after the Super Bowl was here in Arizona. It was a very quick transition, a very quick move forward. And I think from the top down, the level of buy-in is the same, and the belief is the same. And we've heard Kyler Murray say, even in the beginning of the season, that awful loss to the Bills, the dreadful performance against the Commanders, he has said there's no panic in this room. Nobody is, pulling the emergency lever or breaking glass because they trust in what Jonathan Gannon and Monty Austinfort are building and the people that they have around them to help them move this organization forward and become relevant again, a winning program again.
It was 80 degrees here earlier this week, so I'm just curious. I know the game's indoors, but what's the temperature like now in Arizona?
It is perfect. I usually say Halloween's when you might have to need a light jacket, and I was absolutely right. But the sun is shining. There's not a cloud in the sky. So Bears fans will have themselves quite a lovely weekend out here, just maybe not Sunday when they're leaving the game.
Quick question, just because this is a word that has bedeviled us all week, and what now he calls the A word.
Man,
when you say accountability, that you've seen that accountability, what evidence, are there specific moments where he has held, where Gannon has said, there are consequences for your actions, or he said to himself, I screwed up, I will be accountable for this. What have you seen that shows accountability more than just people saying the word accountability?
Well, we have heard Jonathan Gannon say that, being late is a fine, even for us media members. He jokes around. I mean, he's not going to, shake us down for money. But if you're 1 minute late to the press conference, that's a fine. Hey, Bob, that's a fine. Hey, Cam, that's a fine. Hey, if you're not coming with energy, if you're not coming with the right questions, if you're not sharp, he'll hold your feet to the fire. And even the rookies, the veterans, they have not specifically shared what accountability looks like outside of being fined for being late, for forgetting a piece of equipment or maybe your rookie duties, getting the helmets, getting the snacks, something to that effect. I also know Paris Johnson Jr., it wasn't a Jonathan Gannon rule, but the players hold each other accountable as well, as you'd expect. So every time Paris Johnson Jr., who's super charming and has been wonderful to work with, last year, whenever he spoke to the media, he was fined by his offensive line. I don't know exactly what that looked like, but I know they held him accountable for that. So it's not just Jonathan Gannon, it's the players, it's each other. And I think the discipline is also showing up in the sense that there aren't a lot of bonehead penalties made by this team. Mm. And every time they are committed, every player, every coach says it's a non-negotiable. So that is the language that they use. That is the language they know that they will have to answer for when they come back and look at the film.
Lena, this is great. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you. Hopefully you guys can make it out to the Valley and enjoy some beautiful desert weather out here. I know Marshall's been out here for spring training and whatnot, but
Lena.
That's like, always welcome.
I'll be in Chicago this weekend, but yes, I will let you know when I'm back out that way.
And I hopefully will be back out that way, and maybe not with the snow and all of that, but yeah, I know two good tour guides out there for me.
Yeah. Appreciate you, Lena.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you too, Lena. Thank you. Lena Washington, sports anchor and reporter for 12 News in Arizona.